We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Piece of popcorn.
My ex-wife's a dental hygienist. This. That's how I knew that. We got to go. Thank you, Dave.
Bye.
Louisiana has a new law that's going to go into effect as it relates to food stamps. And I guess it's a result of the Trump administration. Let's talk to Danny Mintz, anti-hunger policy advocate with the Louisiana Budget Project. Good morning, Danny, and thank you for taking the time.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about cause and effect. The new law says what, and how did we get to a new law?
So it's actually a change to an administrative rule in the food stamp program that affects the way that states can waive a requirement that takes food assistance away from people who can't document a certain number of work hours every month. This is something that Congress debated when they were passing and discussing the Farm Bill in 2018, and Congress decided that they would leave the rules in place as they were. But the USDA made a decision after the Farm Bill passed that they would try to make a change administratively. So basically what the rule does is it makes it substantially harder for states to get a waiver from a fairly restrictive hourly requirement for food stamp recipients because of high unemployment rates in areas within the state or in the state as a whole.
I've seen it written that it is going to affect primarily the poorest of the poor. Is that accurate? And if so, why?
That is accurate. There are, in any given month, about 50,000 people in Louisiana who would be subject to these work requirements if the state wasn't under a waiver. Louisiana has been waived from this requirement for the past 20 years because our unemployment rate has been consistently above the national average. And the folks in that category earn, on average, less than $3,000 a year. They qualify for almost no other forms of government assistance, and many of them face substantial barriers to steady employment, even though the majority of them work at some point within a year of receiving SNAP. So this is a population that often has undiagnosed mental health issues. Many of them struggle with homelessness. Many of them simply don't have the educational attainment to get the jobs that are available. And for those people, there are simply few other avenues to consistently keep food on their table.
So, first of all, how many people in Louisiana are we talking about?
We're talking about roughly 50,000. Under the new rules, about 5,000 people in an average month would likely continue to have an exemption, but probably 45,000 people every month. And the specific individuals who are on food stamps during those months vary. So I would guess we're talking about probably 70,000 or more every year.
Let me try to explain it this way for people that are, you know, we got contractors listening, hammering and sawing, people at the office that have other things competing for their attention, driving around or what have you. For these people making less than 3,000, and that's primarily who it targets, Danny?
That's correct.
What would it mean? What would it look like for them last year in terms of SNAP, and what's it going to look like for them this year in terms of eligibility? First of all, does the amount of aid they're eligible for change, or is it just the time period for which they're eligible?
It's just the time period for which they're eligible. The benefit amount is the same, the rule doesn't take effect until April. But what it means is that in a three-year period beginning in April, they would only be able to receive food assistance for 3 months when they can't document at least 20 hours of work a month. So if you take, for example, somebody who's at the higher end of this earning spectrum in this group, if you have a single woman who's working in the service industry and she's working on average around 20 hours a month, if her boss cuts a shift, she might not qualify for SNAP that month if she's already used up those 3 month exemptions. So basically what it does is it takes away the cushion that's there for when people get a reduction in hours or get fired or for whatever reason are unable to document 20 hours of work every month.
Danny, hang on if you will, because when we come back, I would like for you to address a lot of the misconceptions about SNAP, the food stamp program, however you want to say it. People talk about abuse. I think a lot of that approaches urban legend where, you know, the story about somebody buying dog food and the response is you can't use food stamps for that. So they go back and get 4 ribeye steaks and they say the dog will eat that fine. Again, I think that is an urban legend, and we'll dispel some of the myths as it relates to unlimited food stamps, buy whatever you want, how much people are getting, et cetera. Danny Mintz is our guest, anti-hunger policy advocate with the Louisiana Budget Project. If you disagree with Danny, hang on, because next half hour we'll talk to Daniel Erspamer, CEO of the Pelican Institute, and get his take on this. If you have any questions or comments, text them in to 87870, and I will pass them along to Danny Mintz as we discuss the new Trump rule on food stamps. Back in a flash on WWL. Some new food stamp rules, SNAP, however you want to phrase it. Is that accurate, Danny Mintz, anti-hunger policy advocate with the Louisiana Budget Project? Food stamp, SNAP, are they interchangeable?
Yeah, the program is now called SNAP, and I think it's important to point out there aren't physical stamps that are issued anymore. All SNAP benefits are on an electronic card like a credit card.
All right, so in terms of, first of all, a question I had about this 20-hour-a-month work requirement, is that right? A month, not a week?
That's correct.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's 20 hours a week.
A week, that's what I thought, yeah. Would any kind of public service or service hours be the same as that if somebody couldn't get a job or find a job or whatever?
Well, it is possible to satisfy the requirement through some volunteer hours and through employment and training programs, but you know the state doesn't currently have the capacity to give everybody who would want a job training slot the actual training. And you know, for many of the folks who are subject to this rule, particularly people who are living in rural areas. Just as it's difficult to get to a job in their area, it can be difficult to get to a volunteer position that offers 20 hours a week.
A quick note I want to mention to the audience, too, is we'll have an update from CBS in about 6 minutes with what's going on with Iran and the United States. And then the president is set to address the country around 10 o'clock. And as soon as that happens, we'll carry it for you live here. The purpose of this, Danny, was to save money to entice people to work. What exactly, was it a political motive? What was being given as the reason for this change in a rule?
Well, you know, the advocates of the rule say that it is intended to encourage people to work. All of the evidence that we have shows that it doesn't meet that goal. It is very successful. If you look at other states that have lost their waivers, this policy is very successful at taking food assistance away from people who are unemployed or underemployed, but there is minimal to no change in their employment status. So the political justification is to get people working. The reality is that it doesn't really do much to change employment, but it does tend to make it harder for people to put food on their plates.
I mentioned the and I think it's urban legend in a lot of ways about, you know, and somebody texted in and said, I've seen whole ribeye racks bought with SNAP, but it is not an unlimited amount of money, right? For example, the people that we're talking about here that make less than $3,000 a year, is that what you told me?
That's correct.
Less than $3,000 a year. And keep in mind, if you make $3,000 a month, that's $36,000 a year, which by today's standards is not a tremendous amount of money. But what do they get now? Like, how much a month is it measured by the month that these benefits, or twice a month? And what kind
once
of
once a month?
Once a month, and the amount would be what? roughly?
The maximum SNAP benefit for a single person is $194 a month. And, you know, if you look at the statewide average, most SNAP households have about three people, two to three people, and the average benefit that they get a month is $275.
So that you don't go back, you don't keep spending food, SNAP, whatever. It's not an open credit card, open line of credit, or what have you. When you use that $280 you just mentioned, it's gone, correct?
That's exactly right. And, you know, there have been a lot of studies in recent years looking at whether this is enough money for families, particularly families with children, to meet their nutritional needs. And what study after study has shown is that benefits tend to run out by the third week of the month. And it's not because families are spending lavishly on luxury goods. It's simply because even though policymakers, when they designed SNAP, thought of it as a supplement to a household's food budget, for most families, SNAP dollars are all that they have to pay for groceries because they're also covering rent, they're covering a car note, they're covering utility bills, they're covering emergency expenses if their car breaks down and they need it to get to work. So for a lot of families, you know, when the fourth week of the month rolls around, it's macaroni time and it's not by choice.
Quickly, before we let you go, so we have the CBS update coming up. Is the amount of fraud and waste greatly exaggerated? I know that's a subjective, not an objective thing, but generally speaking, do you think it is?
SNAP is one of the federal programs that has among the lowest error rates of any federal benefit program. There are rigorous controls to limit SNAP fraud, and when fraud does occur, it tends to be on the retailer side. And not on the beneficiary side. And part of this has to do with the fact that SNAP is an electronic benefit, so it is not easy or trivial to sell a SNAP benefit. And the vast majority of SNAP recipients, as I said, just need every benefit dollar that they can to buy food to feed themselves and their families.
Danny, I appreciate
the levels of fraud are quite low.
I appreciate your time. Is there a website for Louisiana Budget Project if people want to find out more?
Absolutely. It's labudget.org. And thank you very much for having me on.
Thank you, sir. I'm sure we'll talk about it again. Danny Mintz, anti-hunger policy advocate with the Louisiana Budget Project. Next half hour,